Blog Talk Radio.
Blackout Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Into it work, I'm on a different channel. Into it work, got Motley spitting verses. Into it work, Motley music surfing. Look like no commercial. Will they claim my group was so controversial? Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why God has said take heed to stop and taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy.
Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it
BC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie. In his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Lonnie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. True Cap Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Slow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fool and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work? How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work? Out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep keep on flowing. Whatever ton from 1008, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
And welcome once again, and wow, that's like Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter Jr., as well as the fact that that song represents a whole lot because a whole lot happened the past weekend. We got a lot of new music to get on from those guys, and soon you'll be able to do the same thing. Even though I'll be putting mine in manually, you can always send music to Emax, E-M-A-X-X, radio, @gmail.com. It's that easy. But you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 16, M period, A period, N period, acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. You all who are online can definitely call the number of 646-478-0944. Get in on the conversation. Just like 216-209-702-609. I'll be getting to you all shortly, as well as to others who called up. But I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers so you'll know what you're walking into. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may want to at least go to the phone line and see what's on your mind. Now, granted, if you don't have anything to say, all you have to do is stay silent. You don't have to hang up on me. We'll be cool. I'll put you back on hold. But if something happens and you want to chime in later on and you haven't hit the one key, you can always hit that one key, or you can hang up and call back. I'll do my best to get you on the phone line. Even if I've talked to you, it's important that this show, the way it's set up, is to make sure that we pay attention to the people who take the time to call, because we want to know what's on your mind. I'm going to do this real quick before I go to the phone calls. I'll need to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, Show You from Rob Cartel. Number 9, Never Be from Suave Gotti. Number 8, Black Odyssey, you know they've got thousands on YouTube. You can definitely catch their videos. Number 7, BMA CD, Black Man's Army Movement Music Volume 1. Yeah, 15,500 heard it on the BMA bus so far. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Wow, they had a CD release party the past week at a couple of places alongside myself and my CD. We'll talk about that in just a little while. Number 5, the debut of Earth Fest. Thousands of people saw my man Eric Wilson, who had a stage there, as well as CGS, Soul, Destined for Greatness. Number 4, OPN, ENT, and Bar for Bar. They had some out-of-town battle artists come through. That was a real nice program. As well as the biggest jump, Nappy Head Inc., brought back the Queens of the Iron Mike 2016. Number 2, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, Platinum Artists and Artists from Youngstown. More on that in just a little while. The debut number 1 of the DJ Cypher. More on that in just a little while. I want to at least get maybe one thing out of the way if I can. If I can, I want to let people know that there are different things that's coming up. But I do want to say that this Thursday, April 21st, It's the 14th Annual Minority Men's Health Fair. That's from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Cleveland Clinic Main Campus, Glickman Towers. You can register online or just show up. Don't let anything keep you from taking care of your health. As well as the fact that I want to go back in time a little bit because, wow, I had to dig deeper into this, get on my 12-foot stepladder. It's not my fault. Man, it's too early, but it's all I'm blaming this one on Black Odyssey because they got this one started. You know, I was going into it just a little bit, but it was like August 13th, 1920, Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, they had a month-long convention in Madison Square Garden, New York. But nobody told you about that. Got to study. Anyway, call the UNIA flag. You know, think about it. Universal Negro Improvement Association. Ah, acronyms. Anyway, Marcus Garvey flag. They've called that red, black, and green flag. The Marcus Garvey flag, the Universal African flag, the Pan-African flag, the Black Nationalist flag, created in response to a 1900 song called Everyone Else Has a Flag But the Coon. And Marcus Garvey would say years later in 1927, show me a race or a nation without a flag, and I will show you a race with no pride. Now, before a lot of you jigaboots black people say, we're all Americans, we should have... Look. I'm going to put it to you like this, all right? Black people. St. Patrick's Day, what you see? Chinese New Year, what you see? Asian festivals, what you see? Latino parades, what you see? You see flags, and those people will tell you in some cases, hey, I'm Latino, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. But if you go to a Latino festival, you're going to see the flags. You go to St. Patrick's Day, you're going to see the flag. You go to different festivals of other people, you'll see their flag. See, knowing your history doesn't make you any less American unless you choose to be. So that's what the importance of that flag is. But I'm on my own soapbox. I'm getting off this 12-foot step ladder, and I'm going to start taking some phone calls. I'm going to 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey. And I just want to say thanks for bringing that back up this week.
No problem, man. No problem.
And I do want to add to it before I get into the music half. It's also a letter posted. You can see it now. You can WikiLeaks the letter or just Google the letter. It's a letter by Frederick Douglass talking about this also, you know, the same subject here, you know. So a lot of people talk about we can't go forward, we need to go forward, we need to move forward with a lot of things, but you know, before you overskip one big thing in our history, and I'm going to quote from the letter. He said, our greatest weapon is our history.
Wow.
So that's from the letter. I'm going to spoil it. I want people to go read it. You can Google it. It's the letter that Frederick Douglass wrote to Congress. So you can go and read that. And until then, I'm going to go on ahead and skip into the music. Because that's where we at now. I would like to thank all our fans first and foremost because Keep Praying is now approaching 400 views, and it's almost been a month yet. So I want to thank all our fans for that, and all the MCs have been asking us about another Best of the Best. Trust me, it's coming. I've just been bogged down with video work. I've been doing video work for a lot of people, so shout out to Max Pitt. I just shot him a video over this weekend, and that'll be dropping soon. Shout out to J Mail. Shout out to Saul Destin Greatness because he got a video up, and plenty more people that's coming. OG Disco as well. So there's a lot of people I'm shooting videos for right now. We will get back into doing some of these shows to help people get some free videos. Shout out to Natus because they got another video coming soon. So. You know, I'm a man of my word, so I wanted to help a lot of artists coming into this year and going into next year. So we got some more work to do because there's a lot more good artists out here that need to be displayed. So one thing I do want to bring a note to for that we are going to step it up with this next show. So it's going to be a lot of things going on, like a raffle and other stuff. So I don't want to spoil and tell everything that's going on. I want to make it, but I do want to tease you to get your ear going about it. So and everybody who liked the video Living For, because Living For, it's been up 2 years, almost approaching 2,000 views, but it has 70 likes. So it's our number one like video. And we say a lot of things that people would call political, but it's not political. It's just the truth. I mean, people praise President Kennedy, and they call him the black president, but this is the same president going on record calling Martin Luther King a phony. So we need to pay attention to what goes on in our history and what they really call people, what they really see about people, you know, what they really say about us. Bill Clinton, they said he was a black president. He was one of our black presidents, but he locked up more blacks during his administration than any other president. So, you know, we got to pay attention to what's going on to us, because before it's too late, we're going to really be on the endangered species list, and it'll be like 10
right.
people first. You don't want that. So let's
you
pay attention
didn't
a little bit more. So I don't want to talk y'all all night.
But how can we contact you? How can we contact you and follow your movement?
Okay, you can start with Google. You can Google BLAQODESSY and start there. And it's the same thing on YouTube and Facebook. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate the phone call and the knowledge, and if you hold the line, trust me, we'll be getting into some other things that I'm sure you'll like.
I sure will.
No problem. This is going to be a very hot show, as I'm looking at area code 702-609-216-406-216-255. Before I do anything else, I want to let people know, real quick, this will only take like maybe 3.5 minutes before I start back with the phone calls, and let people know that type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional artists. That's at shoutcast.com. Just type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional artists. That's what my man Emax the Image wanted to do from the very beginning, and it's up off the ground. We appreciate it, as well as the fact you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number Fridays and Saturdays around 9:30 p.m., Emax Music Business 101, and the 646-478-0944 phone number Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Emax and the Mindset. But sometimes if you call and don't get them, that's because they're over on Shoutcast still loading in more material, more music, which is always good. I better at least let people know, because y'all say I don't give you enough information, so that's cool. I want to let people know that the Black Man's Army presents Become a Friend of the African American Museum fundraiser. That's Saturday, April 30th, 2016. That's noon, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Free food and drinks. Your support is needed to continue the vision for expansion and development. 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. That's right across the street from the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center on Huff. Donations can be made at Faith Community United Credit Union, 3550 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. The museum belongs to you. For any more information, direct contact with Brother Ted Geary. Brother Ted, G-U-E-R-R-Y, 216-577-3628. And while I'm doing that part, I do want to at least, like I said, I've got a minute and a half left on this. I want to let people know, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, 50,000 copies a month, works for a wealthy businessman using a company car. I believe it was a Mercedes-Benz. Went to Brooklyn Heights. She pulled over to write in a tablet after leaving a client's house last Wednesday and observed a sign saying, across the street, don't park by the corner. So she didn't. She parked where she was supposed to. Now, a police officer watched her, and as she looked down on her tablet, police officer knocked on the side window, hard in one hand and the other hand on his holster. Immediately, her hands went up. Please don't shoot me. She said that repeatedly. He asked what she was doing. She explained. The officer said, hey, you can't park there. With her hands up, she told the officer, the sign's up on the other side of the street. The cop, while smiling, said, be careful of that corner because of the hydrant. She looked around. She wasn't near one, and he left smiling. Now, Kimberly F. Brown, she said she feels if she hadn't put her hands up, if she'd looked for ID, argued, she would have been shot dead. And she knew how young black men feel. Since then, former candidate Kimberly F. Brown, she called the Brooklyn Heights City Hall to not only leave a complaint, but demand a meeting with the mayor. Immediately, the Brooklyn Heights police chief called back, apologizing. Even said he looked at the Facebook page, apologized for the incident, and that he and Mayor Prosuk, police chief, so Mayor Prosuk and the police chief will be meeting. The police chief said there'll be an apology from the police officer. They'll be meeting with Kimberly F. Brown, Brother Art McCoy of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, as well as BMA and a certain person, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and Pastor Lorenzo Norris. So this won't happen again to anyone else. And it's so important to be able to prepare to change policy and be in that position. When you know what you're doing, you don't have to jump out there and say, I'm going to be right and argue my case, end up dead right. Just like there's like a four-quarter area where I live before I take this next phone call. And it's like the intersection of East 152nd, St. Clair, Ivanhoe. I have the right-of-way as a pedestrian, but if I step out there on the first of the month, especially on a Friday evening when everybody's getting off work, well, we know what's going to happen. I can be right, but I'd end up dead right. So it was so important for her to know the situation, leave the situation, but instead of just going and complaining to her friends, take care of it from the home front and put it out there so people don't have to go through the same thing again. With that being said, I'm going to that 702 area code. I appreciate you with putting up with my loud mouth sometimes. How you doing?
Hey, Brother Sheriff, what it is. You know 702, man. You know who's calling.
No, man, but everybody else need to. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I tell you what, you brothers bringing up those two gentlemen is a godsend. I mean, it was totally off the cuff, but it was rough enough and too damn tough. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I give you not no thumbs up. I give you fist up for that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I wanted to just call and listen in, but I wanted to give you your kudos, man. I'm mentioning Brother Garvin, Brother Frederick Douglass, especially concerning the red, the black, and the green, dude.
Man, I appreciate that coming from you, man. It is like I hear so many people, and they'll give me that, what about the here and now? And I have to look and say, well, that's why the flag was created in the first place at that time. Because
exactly.
Coming fresh off of slavery, coming fresh off of laws still locking up people for walking on the wrong side of the street so they could get that free prison work, just like that, I will say, prison pipeline that's still going on. So I
exactly.
Just say that it's so important that I appreciate you for listening.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. And I tell you what, just to let folks know that it was that song, that you may mention to. Now, granted, I'm on public transport, so I'm not going to get too loud with it.
I know.
But it was that particular song that prompted the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey to create that flag. And believe me, I found a couple of sites, man, that still have that symbol of pride not quite power. Power does apply, but we want pride in who we are, you know, on this earth. So that's what the flag was created for, and that's what it stands for.
I appreciate that very much. And, hey, I just look forward to continuously talking to you. And I'm pretty sure you will like some of the other things that we choose to get into for this evening.
Yeah, I'll definitely listen in.
Oh, no problem. And thank you once again. Peace.
No problem, bro.
And
have a good night.
Yeah, of course, BMA Black Man's Army. This man is represented throughout the nation and giving us a few strong people to work with. As a matter of fact, I want to at least take the time real quick before, and I'm looking at like the 216-255-216-406. Wow, 216-543. So I just wanted to say real quick that it is Thursdays, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. I also want to let people know that if you choose, Black Man's Army does meet at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, and Black on Black Crime Incorporated meets directly after at 7:15 p.m. That's all Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. So, you know, I'm enjoying the conversations that we have been having. And before I do anything else, I know this is going to cost me a few friends in this industry, but it's kind of like every once in a while, you just have to say something that's on your mind. It doesn't mean that you're extremely agitated, but some things do agitate me more than others, because I'm going to put it out here and say that, and this is only going to take about 2.5 to 3 minutes, but I want to definitely say a graffiti night salute. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, all civilizations kept tapestry, cavern walls of what their history was like. So, you know, the past Saturday night, Cleveland State University, we showed the films Wild Style and Style Wars. The GMS was filming live for Bandits of the Transits and a special screening of Cleveland Roaring 80s Part 2 from 1985 to 1989. You had Chris Black, Sharon Bates, Taiwan Bates, Miller Grand, DJ Dollar Rock, Bernetta, MC Fame, MC Derek was there, Osman, Benane, Zen, Swim, Carlos. And before we left, it was nice that Cleveland State University invited us to join a special Muslim community dinner. Saw brothers Don Bryant and Jim Hill there. And, you know, it was nice because from 5:30 p.m. to 6:10, we played a few tracks from the Cleveland Conscious Rap from Black House. And we played the first six off of Sheriff Kilroy's, or Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy in that order. And it was nice. I want to take the time to say that definitely pray for her. She's asked for prayer. Miss Renee of the Black Studies Advisory Board, she lost her mom. Now, the reason that I'm this out real quick, and we're going to get through almost all of these phone callers like we're supposed to, is because skip a day. We're going to skip the workshop, and we're going to go to Sunday. And I need to put out the 18-foot stepladder for the soapbox because I am not a professional artist. I'm an artist who looks professional. It's a hobby to me. I'm an activist first, service to the creator, Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, Black Man's Army Communications and Justice Department. Now, I will be 47 years old this year. That means for 2016, I'm not looking to be signed. Now, again, I'm a professional, not an artist. I'm not a professional artist, just an artist who looks professional. To make sure that Black House Sounds showed support in me, I put out a professional inkjet on my latest project, went to the first annual DJ Cypher, which was yesterday, was the only artist to not only put professional product in the DJ's hands. And I want to point that out to the artists who are listening or who will listen later. You can get mad, but I want artists to realize there are those that I've dealt with for almost 9 or 10 years. And they complain, Cleveland won't give you a break. The music scene won't give you a chance. Nobody cares about me, Jay Fresh. The DJ who started Z1079 Home Jams, provides free food, you know, everything from chicken, greens, spaghetti, and a chance for you to connect with DJs, Regime Squad DJs, Menace DJs, Nerve DJs, who can pick a song from you or work with you on a project for the mix CD so you can reach their audience. Now, my CD was not only packaged right with contact info, but I did let them know what I thought would be nice singles. And you had some DJs like Coco Z, Tech, Jay Fresh, DJ Chicago, and many others from Ronnie, Knight, Koo TLC, those with radio shows who ended up with the project because it featured a lot of hip-hop workshop artists. So that's a good way to promote the hip-hop workshop. And because God allowed all these DJs to be at one place, GMS did documentation, I think a lot of people lost the chance to at least take advantage of what God may allow them to do. I do want to give a shout-out. It was a $300 rap battle. DJ Chicago took out Coco Z, DJ L-Dog, Johnny O, yes, Nerve DJ's Johnny O, and DJ Tech, Cut Shell, and more. And I want to let people know, in our area, for those who missed the announcement, DJ Johnny O is opening up an office, seven offices, as a matter of fact, in one building, 173 Euclid, second floor, seven offices. Chicago radio will be on there, Coop TLC radio. It's out of the old Cleveland Clinic building, and it is beautiful that they're hiring people as well. I want to just say that the real Riff Raff was there, Mexi Wilson, and Twan Billings, and it was real, real nice. I just hate that a lot of people who should have been there just weren't there. With that being said, I'm going to 255 and do this and start getting some of these phone callers who've been very patient. How you doing at 216-255?
Hey, Al, how are you? Kimberly Brown.
Oh, wow. I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I've been listening, and I just wanted to say thank you for that, but more so, I wanted to tell you what was going on today. You know,
okay.
Today we held a, I won't call it a rally, but we got together, a group of us, a group of activists, and we went over to Cleveland Ward 12, and we began to collect 1,500 signatures to, of course, present to the council person over there, which is Anthony Bracatelli. And today we collected over 600 signatures. So, of course, we got a little ways to go. We'll be done, you know, of course, by Thursday. And on Saturday we're going to have a huge press release commanding the resignation of council person Anthony Bracatelli. And we're also going to command Bracatelli and the city to put up a secondary signage, street signage, on the corner of Clement and East 71st Street in honor of Sonya Garf's daughter, who was murdered by her stepfather due to a domestic violence episode that occurred in their household. So that's what we were doing today, out and about, just taking care of business. The situation with the Village of Brooklyn Heights, update you on that. I did talk to the mayor's executive assistant today, and she had a tad bit of an attitude, and she told me that the mayor would be returning today, and I would definitely get a call tomorrow regarding that meeting with him and the police chief regarding the situation with me last week when, you know, he was going to pull a gun on me. And I truly believe that had I bent down, turned my head, you know, got my ID, he would have shot me dead. And nobody can tell me, you know, that that wouldn't have happened because it happened to Sandra Bland, you know. So it definitely happened to a Kimberly F. Brown. So I thank God, thank the Creator, that I'm still alive today to even tell this story. And the reality is this. Yes, I do know how people feel when they are harassed by the police officers because it happened to me. It can happen to anyone. But this time around, they pulled over. Well, they didn't pull me over because I was parked. So I'll just say this. They got behind the right person, not the wrong person, because the reality is this. This is not the first time this officer has done this. This is the first time he's done this, but he did it with the right person who is not going to take his crap. So we're looking forward to that meeting, and we're definitely going to go with a laundry list, and we're going to make sure the Village of Brooklyn Heights understand that this will not be tolerated in Cuyahoga County. So thank you much for the support, and look out for that call when we get this meeting set up, okay?
All right, and thank you again.
No, no, thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, likewise. Wow. You know something? Before I go to the next phone caller, basically almost immediately, and that means I will be coming through straight to the 216-406 and a couple of other phone callers that are on the line. I always say that I believe that you should be sometimes judged by the company you keep, because I hang around a lot of people who, if you can't tell, or even the phone callers who take the time or think enough of the radio show, if we were just like jumping through hoops or doing nothing, do important people have the time to hang around with people or at least acknowledge people who are doing nothing? I'm going to tell you something. In my case, I don't have that time. So with that being said, I just appreciate everything. I am going to throw out there real quick and say one of the things that I do love is the you can blog talk or Facebook, D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Club, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. With that being said, I'm going to go down here to 216-406 and see how everything is going. 216-406, how are you doing out there?
Good evening, Brother Al. This is Tina Hobson. I Am a Superwoman. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed to have been able to join Kimberly Brown and at least a dozen other people today in support of the street sign for Davia Garb. It was an awesome evening of meeting people, and what I discovered, one of the things, and it's not new, but what I discovered is like every other car that we stopped or every other person that we talked to had experienced some type of violence or domestic violence. And so that kind of brought a camaraderie in that neighborhood and that on that street. And they were more than willing to support Sonya and her efforts. And so I left there feeling real empowered today. I came to support, but I left with more than I came to give. And that was a blessing for me today, Brother Al.
Beautiful. And everybody appreciates when people do go out there and take their time, because that means so much. I know to Sister Sonya, who survived that horrendous, I'll say that savage attack by a person who, a convicted monster. And it still weighs heavily on her heart to this very day. And then for her to be, I will say it and put it out here, demised by a council person. And I'll leave it at that. And I just want to say I thank you for being out there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you do.
No problem. As a matter of fact, you know you can't leave without telling us what are some of the things that you have going on.
Well, my I Am a Superwoman radio network is constantly expanding. We have an empowerment show with Miss Savvy Pro. We have an advice show. You remember Dear Abby? Well, we've got Dear Kiki.
Yes.
And okay. We've got a financial advisor, Sylvia Brock Williams. And I'm in touch with a couple of other people who are inquiring about coming on the radio network. And I've got something of interest to you. If plans go right in June, I'm planning on having Positive K on my radio show.
Whoa.
In June.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I found a connection, and there's a good possibility that he will be one of my interviews in the month of June, which is Superman month, because it's Father's Day month.
Okay. You always have my attention, but definitely you have my attention there, so I appreciate that very much.
Okay. You will be the first one to know when it happens. Believe me.
I hear you on that. And we do appreciate everything you do, especially the fact that you do everything you can to at least, I will say, support everyone else. So I wish you continued success, and definitely we will definitely keep you in our thoughts. May you continue to just keep on showing that you're super.
Thank you. Well, behind every superwoman, there's a superman. And I've got you and others who truly, truly support me. It would be no me without you, believe me.
I appreciate that. And definitely, if you hold the line, I think you may like some of the other things that we get into this evening.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. The reason I think is because I see some numbers that I don't recognize, and for all I know, they could be bill collectors and everything else. But before I get into that, I just want to let people know that if you want to know more about what's happening with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you can check out blackonblackcleveland.com, the official website. There's a Facebook page for Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I don't mind a 216-804-7462 call. Just do me a favor. Please do not call me until after 10 p.m. or something like that, or I will clown you. Now, with that being said, I definitely want to take the time. They've been very patient, and I appreciate people who are very patient because you never know what might be going on. But since they've been putting up with, like, my mouth this evening, we're going to go to that 216-389. How you doing out there?
Good evening. This is Christian Carr representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as the Pulse. In the NBA, this is the playoffs time. The Cavs will face the hard-nosed Detroit Pistons in the first round. We played our first game against them last Sunday as we beat them 101-106. Kyrie Irving scored a game-high 31 points as the Big Three, being LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, combined for 81 points, 24 rebounds, and 18 assists. Also this week, the Golden State Warriors broke the single-game winning record of 72-10, which was held by the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen-led 1995 and 1996 Chicago Bulls. And last but not least, the legendary Kobe Bryant has called it quits by playing his last game. He scored 60 points while bringing them back from 15 down. That's the way to go out. This weekly sports report. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the street.
I'm going to ask you, is there anything from your perspective that has caught you off guard?
Kobe's 60 points.
I hear you. I agree with you on that. That one, and
yeah.
It wasn't like they were letting him get easy shots. He was stepping back with hands in his face, training the three, and I'm thinking to myself, wow. And I'm sure even the Lakers are saying, should he be retiring this early? So that caught everybody off guard. I agree with you, man.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And again, if you can let people know out there what's going on with you once you're done with your school year, man. How are things looking for you?
Well, right now I'm preparing to leave for college, working out, and honestly just watching film and trying to basically stay out the way. That's the best way to be out here in Cleveland.
Right. And congratulations on the scholarship, man. It's well-deserved, well-earned, and we're proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you've done.
No problem. And, you know, definitely hold a line because I know next week we're going to have to take some time and, you know, ask him how did he go about choosing the school he went, he plans on attending and things like that. We plan on following our people's success because that's what we have to be willing to do. And it has been real nice to see our people make it out and start doing certain things. It's a beautiful thing in itself. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the two, and I know I didn't get a chance to do that one, so we're going to go to 216-543. See what's on your mind.
Hello, Brother Al.
How you doing?
good. I thank you for having us, and thank you for your support. And I also thank Sister Tina and Kim Brown out there, because they're real super women. I put it that way. And I thank you all for all y'all support and for all that y'all are doing for the community, because the community need more people who are doers. There are a lot of talkers, but y'all are doers, and we need more people who do it. That's what it's going to take to make the change, like Sister Brown was talking about with the police officers. That would have stopped a long time ago if some people had started making that move. And that's the only way you have to create consequences when people do dumb stuff against you.
That's true. As a matter of fact, I need to ask you something before we go any further. Tuesday, what is so important about the show that you've been doing on Tuesday for the past couple of weeks?
The show is Managing Your Vote. To me, what's important about it is learning how important you are to our government and learning your role. People don't realize that you hold a role in the government,
mm-hmm.
because you actually hold the highest role, because you are the people. And our government mandates that the people hold the highest role in the government. Only our people don't know that. And actually, truthfully, hardly nobody wants them to know that. And so with that, that's your position to make the changes. In other words, you're in a position to hire and fire people who don't do the job or may not do it up to your standard.
Wow. You know, even though I have so many on the line, can you tell me about when we can catch your shows as well as the Friday show?
Well, the Managing Your Vote show is going to be every Tuesday from 5 to 6. Tomorrow it'll be from 5 to 6. You can call in at 657-383-0613. That's 657-383-0613. And then my wife's show, Truth is Freedom, is on Fridays, and it's at the same number. And we appreciate you all calling in. And her show is going good. Managing
nice.
Your vote is just getting started, but I encourage people. It's more or less, it's like a classroom. It's going to be a talk show, but it's going to be more teaching going on about what we need to know that nobody wants us to know.
All right. I thank you so much. I expect for the Tuesday show to be just as successful as the Friday show. And please wish your wife, who's definitely a superwoman, our best and our regards. And we just thank you for being out there and keeping us, at least making sure that we stay out there for the fight.
Amen. You got it. I'm here. Y'all here for me, and we here for one another. And I like that. I like talking to people like y'all. I don't like fooling around with people who don't do nothing.
I appreciate that so much, Pastor Thompson. If you hold a line, I'm sure you hear a few more people who feel the exact same way.
Okay.
All right. As a matter of fact, we're going to do it like this. I'm going to quit running my mouth. I'm going through my phone calls. I have a 216-322. I've ran my mouth for so long. 216-322, how are you?
I'm fine, Brother Porter. How are you?
I am doing excellent. It's good to hear that voice again. What's going on with you?
Well, Brother Porter, I've been listening, and I believe that everything that callers have said has been wonderful. I just wanted to share some other information, and I'm going to try and keep it brief. I haven't heard a lot about the men's minority health care that's going to be going on. But I do.
You mean the one that I talked about this Thursday, April 21st, the 14th annual Minority Men's Health Fair from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Cleveland Clinic Main Campus, Glickman Towers. And you definitely need to show up for that, especially don't keep your heads in the sand as men, like ostriches, because our health, mine definitely is important, and I need to take a look at it. Now, further, cement it all home.
Yeah, that one. I haven't heard a lot about it as much as I hope, because it's a minority men's health care. But thank you again for your commercial. I also have some information about a technology that's going to be held Thursday, April 28th, at the Cleveland Science Center in University Circle at 1909 East 101st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Exhibits from local and national vendors. It will be held at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll repeat, a technology fair. It's for people who have low vision devices, who are blind, and for those that are caregivers for people who require assistance. So that's something that I haven't really heard a lot of attention being brought to that, but it is something that people need to be aware of as people of color suffer more from high blood pressure and the effects of diabetes, which can cause low vision and blindness. So I just wanted to bring that to your listeners' attention. I hope that they will attend the technology fair at the Cleveland Sight Center at 1909 East 101st Street on Thursday, April 28th this year from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's really I wanted to share with you tonight because it's just not getting the attention that I think it deserves, along with the minority men's health care, because it is something that's important. So I'll shut up and listen. And again, this is your Broadview Republican signing out. Peace.
Peace. You know something, I appreciate that phone call because it's kind of scary, but I put it out there, it's by design that enough people are not hearing about that health fair. I mean, I saw it on TV, but come on. It was put on, if I'm not mistaken, Leon Bibb did an interview with a couple of gentlemen, and it was on an early Sunday morning when a majority of our men, if they're not up yet, a lot of them are in church and they missed the interview. So that's a very important announcement. And I have a lot of people online, but we're going to figure out a way to get you all through there. As a matter of fact, I think I know how. I'm going to that 216-450 phone number, and I can do my best to say I'm going to get everybody through. 216-450, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brother Al Porter. This is Ms. Lynn. I am the proud mother of that young man, Christian Clark, of the Pulse and Neighborhood Voice. And I really just want to say thank you for helping to guide and mold his career as a sportscaster and all the activism and the freedom fighting that you do for the community. And as far as hip-hop is concerned, and definitely as far as, you know, making sure that justice is served throughout all genres of the law. I would also like to shout out Alabama State, in which Christian Clark got a full ride to because of the help and the assistance of the community, Ginn Academy, and Neighborhood Voice, and Network for Neighborhood Success. I'd like to just take the time out to say, you know, for parents, push life into your children. No matter what they say they want to be, as crazy as it might sound, they know who they are when they get here. It is up to us to breathe life into them. And even when they feel like they might want to slack off, it is up to us to say, no, you will not. And also to be able to let go a little bit and give them wings to fly. So my hat goes off to my child. I'm such a proud mother. He just turned 18, April 15th. And I have another young man, Xavier Clark, who will be turning 14 on April 23rd. Okay. And I just want to thank you for being a pillar and a pioneer in my village.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. And that means a whole lot. Coming from, hey, I just give you credit as a parent for sticking by yours. And look at now. So just a big shout out and respect to the family. And thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Don't worry. Trust me. We're going to get everybody through here, and we're going to have a few surprises as we do it. 216-702, how you doing out there?
Wonderful.
That's good. That's good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Oh, nothing much. Just tuned in to support my nephew, Kristen Clark. And I just heard his mom speak, wonderful mother, wonderful family, and it just enlightened me to hear him, for you to allow him to have a voice on this network. And I've tuned in a couple times, and I just want to appreciate what you are doing for him as a young man and for our community, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Please hold the line, because that means so much to me, and I appreciate that so much. Like I tell people, there are sometimes when people, they may not press the one key or they don't intend on speaking, but a lot of times I go on and take a phone call because I believe that the Creator allowed this show in existence to hear from people. And you never know what somebody might say that might make somebody else's day. As I go to 216-337, how are you?
Hello there.
What's going on with you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to see a hip-hop workshop on Saturday. Sorry I couldn't stay, but there's so much going on. There's another meeting right in the same building, Cleveland State University.
Yes,
about the technology being used to surveil the activist. COINTELPRO
mm-hmm.
is still happening today. So I was glad I had to get to that meeting. So I want to let you know. Now, today, Al, did you see the picture that Oppressed People's Nation, Ernest Smith, put up with military vehicles being delivered to Cleveland? Did you get to catch that?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And someone said to me, because I put that out to a couple other friends, and they said, did anyone show the media this picture yet? And I said, well, we need to. But I guess I'd like to know, like, when that had occurred. It was posted sometime today. I wonder if Ernest Smith is on the line. He could, like, let us know when that was actually seen and viewed, what bridge that
mm-hmm.
was, so we could say, you know, for a fact that it came into Cleveland, not doubting
gotcha.
It at all, of course, what Ernest would say. But the media is going to ask, so
mm-hmm.
What gets me is that's a bold face. It flies in the face of what the city council and the chief of police have been saying, that we're not getting any military equipment for the RNC. And that's not the only thing.
Right.
We have other evidence that something's coming in, because they're also trying to get some, you know, when we ask our questions of our city council, like, are you buying any military equipment? No, we have to ask like a lawyer. We have to say, are you buying?
There you go.
Are you borrowing? Are you begging? Are you stealing any other military equipment from anybody else in the country to bring into Cleveland? And now I find out they're trying to get a couple of these military vehicles from Illinois, sort of like the ones that looked on that bridge today that we saw in that picture from Ernest Smith. So
well,
we got to keep
I'm
on
going,
this stuff.
Yes, give a couple of my suggestions to that. If you can hold a line, I will do that for you.
Absolutely.
And then I thank you, Brother Don.
All right, we're staying on it. We'll be you know, Al, we had asked for the city of Cleveland to the council to legislate a demilitarization bill. And they're ignoring this bill.
I'm going to take my voice down a little bit and do that. I want to see what's going on as I bring in 216701. How you doing out there?
Brother Al.
216701? Yes.
Brother, hey, it's Laura Cowan. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. See, it was meant for you to get, like, intro music. And then I go back to speak on what Brother Don was talking about. I had to find, like, a nice song that that way I could speak to you. It's good to have you call in. And what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Out there with Kimberly Brown tonight on Sonia Garth Street, getting those petitions together. For her daughter, and I heard Pastor Thompson let him know that people are out there doing the work. As a matter of fact, while we were out there, I got a call from Ruth, Khaled Samad's assistant, that let us know that the missing girl is out there, Brandy Shakira, Oakwood Village, from domestic violence. It's all on the news now. She was beat pretty bad, and now she's missing. And we fear that this guy, Kyle, her boyfriend, has her. So it's out there, brother. It's out there, and we just got to bring awareness to the fact that we got to keep our eyes open. If you see something, say something.
That's right. You know, and I want to say that I thank you very much for what you did. By you stepping up to the plate and coming in the Voice It radio on a Thursday and the station getting behind.
That's right.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Check on her Wednesday
radio.
Because Thursday may be
that's
too
right.
late. I was like, wow. And it's the truth. It's the truth. It's
late.
Another example.
And we got to push that, really, that, you know, voice radio, push that out there. Check on her. Hashtag check on her. And every Wednesday. And she needs to be every Monday through Monday now.
And you're right. So I just wanted to put that out there and also say that I appreciate it, even though we spoke on it a couple of times here and there. When you do speak, it's like instead of you just going through a traumatic experience about your life, how can people get in contact with you or even see certain things? Because they can see it and hear it for themselves.
Yes, sir. I'm on Facebook. You know that. And they can also reach me on my website, LauraCowanStory.net. They can reach me that way, too. Just click on that contact page. And we need to just come together on this issue. It's getting rough. It's getting worse out there. And I'm just trying to do more workshops and bring awareness to teens as well as, you know, it's all ages, so it doesn't matter. It's all genre. Racial group, it doesn't matter. Domestic violence hits us all, even men. So I just want to be able to help as many people as I can.
You are. Trust me, you are. And I just want to say that from the bottom of my heart, that a lot of us appreciate what you do. And just we're going to continue to surround you as best as possible and be there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your support, Brother Al, because I don't know what I would ever be able to do. You know, you're my private bodyguard, so wherever I go, you got to come with me. That's for sure.
All right. That's no problem. And that comes from the BMA as well. And we thank
yes,
you
sir.
Once again.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. And, you know, before we leave out, while I have some things behind me. Since Brother Don brought it up, I would say one of the best ways is you could go to the Ernest L. Smith's page. You can go to Oppressed People's Nation, drop the inbox in so that there could be a further follow-through, because real quick, that was one of the main reasons why we were out there on the steps in the first place. We were out there on the steps of City Hall because we wanted to make sure that there was going to be transparency with money coming in for the RNC. And my thoughts are this. Yes, the Cleveland Police Department are talking about they don't want any terrorism or terrorists running through. I don't want terrorists running through. But let's face it, with a little bit of time that we have left, let's think about it. Real people who are going to be trying to deal with terrorism, the real ones who are going to be trying to deal with terrorism, CIA, FBI, they'll be out there to deal with that. Who would want to put guns in the hands of a police department that admits that they're so scared that they have to shoot 137 times at two unarmed individuals, and it took 64 of them to chase down one car, and they couldn't even listen to people say, hey, their supervisors say, fall back. Do not pursue. If you're so scared that you have to body slam a woman who's mentally ill, who's partially clothed, if you're too scared to deal with a 12-year-old instead of keeping your car far back and opening up your doors and giving somebody a chance to either surrender or what have you, would we really trust them with, I don't know, mortars or rocket launcher or extra tear gas or certain things? So it was good that being out there, it forced them to have to come clean and see a lot more of what was on their mind. So this is the way I'm going to do. You all allowed me, you know, to come through. I did my best to make sure the callers got in. Creator allowed this. So I'm going to just bring this up a little bit with my life comes first. Got a little bit of a instrumental that goes along with this. Black House Sound. Bless people. Peace.